2237.
Seven back-to-back championship titles. If you're a fan of James Gandolfini's, who played Tony Soprano, dies of a heart attack, 51 the other day, while touring in Italy. He was going to do a cinema outreach kind of program for a lot of people who are pretty excited about that. And if you're a fan of the United States and Liberty, boy, these are rough times, aren't they? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation and every nook and cranny. It still is a great nation. And I thank God every day when I wake up, seriously, this isn't some syrupy thing that I'm saying, this is authentic, that I live here in this country. I've been fortunate enough to visit other places with wonderful people, met some great people, but our lifestyle, bar none, is the best. Why? Because we live in a democracy. We can say what we want, freedom of speech. We can read what we want. We can watch what we want. And if we don't like it, we can tune it out. We can tune it out, baby. But the government is forcing us to question what they're doing to us. Are we paranoid? Are they making us think we're paranoid? That they're spying on all of us with this metadata stuff and other means to cull through our phone records with programs they say that ultimately are the best we could possibly want, because, geez, if we had these in place, we would have prevented 9/11. Remember, that's what General Alexander had to say, the head of the NSA, earlier in the week. Oh, if only we had this program, we wouldn't have had 9/11. Are you kidding me? I have a couple questions then surrounding that statement. One, why didn't we have something like that in place if it was that valuable, especially since we had been hit at the World Trade Center once? Why didn't we have it? It was so great. Why didn't we have that or something similar to it in place? So I'd have to say I'm going to disagree. This all came about as a result of what happened on 9/11 and an overreach by your government and mine. There's no reason to waste money, to waste resources on some of the things that they've done in combing through phone records. And no matter what the president says or the president's men, they're not going to convince me of that. I don't know about you. I think there are things that are done in the name of security that would jive with me. But what's happened recently, nah, it doesn't work. It's easier to constantly pound the message home and hope that enough people will grasp it. But I'll tell you what, Democrats or Republicans in this country are not happy with what they've seen. And all of this came about because of what happened with Edward Snowden 2 weeks ago when he leaked the story about the NSA and how broad the programs were that they were using and how many Americans were having their space, I'm going to call it that, invaded by the government, when he talked to the Guardian newspaper and then talked to another newspaper a couple of days later and then talked to the Washington Post in between all of that. And Snowden still doesn't know his fate. I mean, it's a great question. The whistleblower now, 2 weeks later, how does he look to you? Lots of stories emerging about he was a loner, he was obsessive, he was making $200,000, he was living with a stripper, he had a high school education, he ended up working for the government, he was a contractor. So when all that comes out, the one thing I would say is, so what? With all the other information about him, here's the bigger question to me. Why was he put in this position in the first place? And yes, we know the government hires contractors, but sure, that's fine. The contractors can be put in certain places, but why would you have contractors that would be given classified information or have access to classified information? I mean, for goodness sake, aren't they watching what's happening? Haven't we seen this whole hack attack that's going on? You know what I think? I think that there are people in the government that are just lazy. Because can they really be that stupid? I don't think it's stupidity. I think it's just being lazy. Oh, we've been hacked into. Oh, yeah, this happened. Oh, yeah, that guy left from the Pentagon. Oh, yeah, he left. He left that thumb drive that had all those Social Security numbers, even at the Veterans Department. Ah, all those vets, security numbers. Heck, I even got a letter from my college, Ohio University, that I might have been hacked into along with thousands of others, and a lot of my information might be floating out there. So that part, maybe nothing new, and that's why I don't understand why you would have set any kind of what you would think is sensitive information about programs that people aren't aware of, the broad range. Why would you have access given to somebody who is a contractor? There's a great book that you should all pick up. And I'm not touting the book because I get a kickback from it, because I know the people who wrote it, or for any other darn reason other than it was passed on to me, and it's called Top Secret America. I think we're going to have one of the writers on the show, and the writers were Dana Priest and William Arkin, and the book is just so brilliant. The book talks about after 9/11 what the government did to protect America, so-called protect America, and how much information was being gathered and where that information was being gathered. In fact, they call it a fourth branch of the government. They call it a self-sustaining fourth branch of the government. And in Top Secret America, they detail it all out for you. All of this stuff is already been out there. Where some of the private corporations are that collect the information, where they're located, some of the things that have happened with drones, some of the craziness that we already knew about and we've talked about, you know, with the groups of like Michael Chertoff, who used to be Homeland Security, who then is the Chertoff group, who then makes the equipment that you go through at one time, not now, that you went through at the airport and made so much money, it's ridiculous, some crazy amount of money, like $100 million. And what happens, and they really detail this out in the book, is how unbelievably nepotism plays a big part in these contractors and people getting these huge jobs. And then when they work for the government, when they get out and then they work in the private sector with a job that they contracted out in a different department when they were working for the government. It's just crazy. It's like 6 degrees of separation all over D.C. and Virginia. So check it out if you're looking for more information on what's happening and who's spying on us. Top Secret America, The Rise of the New American Security State. And Dana Priest was a reporter for The Washington Post, is a reporter for The Washington Post. All right, speaking of that, the list of words to get the NSA to read your email include defense information, privacy, computer, just the word computer. How about PGP? How about SAMU? Or flashbangs? How about lacrosse? So you write the word lacrosse, and there's a chance that they're going to get your emails, look through your phone records. How about this one? Adriatic, ionosphere. Oh, I could go on and on. It's crazy. Caps, ninja. Don't write the word ninja, for goodness sake, on any emails. We've just begun. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, here in America Tonight. Were you woken up by what's happened lately to the fact that, yeah, there's a good chance some of your information might be out there? Or no, did you just always assume cynically, you cynics, that, yeah, of course my stuff has been combed through? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And here's a big question. Should they shut down some of these programs? Just shut her down. Shut her down. How effective are they going to be anyway, since now that information is out there for other people to see if they didn't already know that? Hey, coming up, we're also going to have a conversation with Dr. Jeff Tabin. You'll love this guy. He has been part of a group of doctors who have helped the people in Nepal and other areas get the eye care they need with cataracts, because cataracts was killing millions and millions of kids and millions of other people. But he's got a great story, and I'm going to let him tell it. That's coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight. Plus, we've got news you can abuse at the tail end of the hour. But moving the needle now, the biggest thing going in Washington, I think on the day anyway, to just cap off what already was just a stellar week, right, is the senators announcing border security and the fact that, you know, this is a deal killer if we don't come up with some kind of security. And all you have to do is spend a little time at the border. I've been at several of the border areas, some of the obvious ones like Tijuana's big and crowd and loud and all of that. I've been to the El Paso one, which is scary now, the Zaragoza Bridge connecting El Paso to Juarez. I used to walk that bridge all the time. My first job out of school, one of my first jobs was as a TV anchor reporter for a station called KTSM or Channel 9. It was Channel 9 in El Paso. And we didn't think anything of going there for lunch, going to interview people, going to talk about crime that was happening there then. Now, if I walked over the bridge, they would take shots at me and I would never make it back over the bridge. Sad to say, it's scary stuff. When you come to the desert areas, it's even worse because so many, there are things called rape trees where the women that come over get raped and then they throw their underwear in the trees and they're hanging all over the place. It's the sad, sickest thing I think I've ever seen. Then there's the bodies that also pile up that you don't hear about too much. The people who don't make it or who ultimately are killed for whatever reason so their money can get taken, more of their money can get taken. And that's people coming over from our southern border. That doesn't include what happens with the people that get through that are part of the cartel, that are gang members, the violence that makes its way in through the nefarious route. They're not interested in a pathway to citizenship. They're not interested in a pathway to jail either. They'll do whatever they can to make sure that they don't get caught in the middle of this. So if we're going to have any kind of serious discussion about citizenship and pathways to that and back taxes and other requirements, we have to have a secure border. So how do we do it? I always make this analogy, and maybe I'm making it too much if I'm remembering it, that in Disney World, they take better count of who's in and who's out of their park than, for goodness sake, they do at the border. Even the areas that are more crowded, like Zaragoza and like Tijuana. So here we go with this. You have an announced compromise amendment on security so that Republicans will jump on board in the Senate. John Hoeven and Bob Corker, Corker from Tennessee, Hoeven from North Dakota, worked with the so-called Gang of Eight. A Gang of Eight implies that they're smashing rocks and getting things done. So part of what they're talking about is they would double the size of the Border Patrol. They would require 700 miles of border fencing and require a drafted comprehensive South border security plan that includes some sort of high-tech protection, meaning drones and other surveillance equipment. So they say if it passes in this form with the amendment, then it goes through. And if it goes through, then it moves on, and then ultimately what happens with the House, and can this really become some kind of a law? But false promises about security are not good either. And I think John Cornyn said on the Senate floor that his amendment would provide promises of results rather than promises that wouldn't work. So Cornyn, in the middle of it himself, while Senator Marco Rubio, who's a key Republican on the Gang of Eight, has been pushing for more border security through the legislation that he drafted. And he says it needs it. But what do the additional provisions come with? A price tag. So it's going to cost at least $30 billion for the overall cost of the bill to put that in there. Increasing Border Patrol agents, would it be a necessary or unnecessary cost? Well, if you have drones and you have all this other high-tech equipment, how many Border Patrol agents are you hiring? Then there's such a thing, I think, as overkill on the border. Let's go to Pete listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Peter.
Hello. Sis.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, securing the border stuff, you know, they've got a field not too far from El Paso and all that kind of stuff. What they could do, this is just a what-if scenario, put a pipeline on the inside of their big old fence and fill it full of H2S gas.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. Nothing lives, you know, within 300 yards of the fence, either side.
Yeah.
I mean, 800 parts per million kills you dead.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and, you know, it's a big oil field. We take care of that little stretch between El Paso and Nogales.
And that's a bad stretch. Some awful things have happened there.
Oh, yeah, that's where the fun starts.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but, no, that's just a little scenario. I've seen some of their fence building. It would sure put the steel mills back in business if they'd start building that fence. That thing is huge.
Yeah, if they really did it, absolutely. Because if you're talking about the kind of miles they're talking about, you know,
oh, yeah.
700 miles all the way across, they've got 350 miles with no fence. So there you go. Do the math. Some people would be working.
You know, and you and that fence is like, I don't know, 15 foot tall. And it's just huge.
It is huge.
And you put a pipeline on the inside of it where they can't tamper with it. Well, you're not going to tamper with it once it's running. And you're not going to go under it, you know, because, I guess the big boys in the cement business could get their little cut, too.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a win-win situation. But that's
I agree.
You know, that's just a thought. Do it that way, and see what happens, you know.
Absolutely. See what happens. Do it the right way.
Do it
the right way and see what happens. You have to have a thing called the ability to dissuade, and we don't have the ability to dissuade right now.
No, we don't. We're not the bully on the block any longer.
Yeah.
You know, and I always try to improve myself on my day to day adventures, if you will. And we're not cutting it right now. The United States is not cutting it. We're slowly declining, and it hurts, and it's sad to see, and I don't like it.
Amen. You are singing in the same choir as I am, Pete. I don't like it either. You have a great weekend. And that's the frustrating part. I really do. I really appreciate growing up in this country and having the experiences that I've had. And I worry for my nephew. I worry for my young nephew that he's not going to be afforded those opportunities. When I say that, meaning things are getting scary out there. And it's not hype. It's not fear-mongering. It's not any of that kind of stuff. It's just a reality. And especially if you've been anywhere near the border, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, let's bring some positivity to this show. Yeah, I don't want to be all critical Kate all the time. So Dr. Jeff Tabin, wait till you hear his story. That's coming around the bend on the flip side.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with
Solar, Gold and Silver, Seed Banks, and Water Purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural, healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and the nooks and crannies in between. Talk about getting into the nooks and crannies. I'm so excited about our next guest, Dr. Jeffrey Tabin of the Himalayan Cataract Project. And let me tell you about this. He's on a mission along with a few others, a few of his friends who are doing great work to eradicate needless blindness in the developing world. And how serious this is. I had no idea that cataracts were the leading cause of blindness globally and can be treated so easily, as we know, in wealthy countries, certainly, with a 10-minute surgery. So he's got a book, another book. We're going to talk about that in a second. But Dr. Tabin, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me about how you started the Himalayan Cataract Project in the 90s. How did that happen?
Okay, I'll get to that in just one thing. Just to reiterate what you were saying, you know, in the world, there are about 45 billion people who are blind, unable to do the tasks of daily living. About 90% of those live in the developing world, and 85% of that could have been prevented or treated, and half are from completely treatable cataracts. Mm-hmm. I was in medical school already kind of focused on how to address the problem of the inequities of healthcare in our world. I had spent a couple of years studying healthcare systems, healthcare economics, and traveled quite a bit in the developing world. So I was really kind of focused on developing world medicine and world health. But most of the big issues that a doctor can impact are really public health problems. So problems with clean water, adequate nutrition, just having sanitation, basic vaccination. And the one unbelievable miracle I saw was cataract surgery. I was working as a general doctor in Nepal, and in our village it was just accepted that you get old, your hair turns white, your eye turns white, and then you die. And the cataract, the whole pupil of the eye is completely white in a mature cataract. and I watched a Dutch team come in and perform cataract surgery with lens implants, and it just restored people to life. Another, a Nepali expression for a blind person was a mouth with no hands. And in a consistent suburban economy, it was just a huge, huge burden, and people would get depressed and just wait to die. And I saw a cataract surgeon, wow, this is amazing. This is something I can do with my life. And at that time, there were relatively few eye surgeons in Nepal, and they weren't really doing top-quality surgery. And I came back to the States all excited. I started an ophthalmology training program. I trained in ophthalmology. And what I didn't know was that while I was in Nepal, a doctor who is my partner and is the other person who's the subject of the book, and maybe the most amazing person I've met on our planet, Dr. Sandeep Rui, was in Australia really honing his skills and figuring out ways to bring the absolute top quality care to the poorest of the poor. Dr. Rui was born in a small little hill village, 4 days walk to the nearest road, no electricity, no running water, no schools. And he ended up going to the top medical school in India, training in ophthalmology at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi, retraining in the Netherlands, and then in Australia, being an absolute master surgeon, coming back to Nepal to really bring state-of-the-art, very expensive American surgery, American standard surgery, the poorest of the poor at very low cost. And I was just very fortunate. I did my fellowship in Australia with the Fred Hollis Foundation, who sent me over to work with Dr. Louie. And I thought, you know, I had all the kind of fancy American pedigrees. I went to Yale. I went to Harvard Medical School, top ophthalmology residency, and I might have something to teach. And I got to Nepal, and I was absolutely blown away by Dr. Louie and what he was doing. And we've had a partnership now since 1994, working to develop systems and train doctors and bring state-of-the-art eye care to the poorest places in the world.
Wow. How many people would you say you've helped in that time period?
Well, you know, it's a really hard one to say. Now, Dr. Rui has personally performed over 100,000 cataract surgeries.
Ooh.
I think he's one of only about three people on our planet who's done that many. And But what we really do is teach. You know, if you look at the amount of training, our program, the Himalayan Cataract Project, does about 50,000 cataract surgeries a year. But our focus really is on training. And if you look at the people we've trained, and now the people they've trained, and sometimes the people they've trained, the people that they've trained after that, you know, I think it filters down to well over a million people restored to sight. The other thing that we're really working on, we called it the Himalayan Cataract Project because when we started in Nepal, there was a backlog of about 200,000 people blind with cataracts, 60,000 new people going blind each year, and only about 15,000 surgeries being performed. And we thought it would be a lifetime before we got our handle on it. Bhutan, no one was performing cataract surgery in Tibet. No one was doing it. Now, in the last year, Nepali surgeons will be doing 250,000 cataract surgeries of top quality. And we're really training at all levels. We have a program to train ophthalmic technicians after eighth grade, the one-year program, ophthalmic assistants in a three-year program after high school, ophthalmic nurses in a one-year program after nursing school. And then we're training full ophthalmologists in a three-year residency. And then we're also doing some specialty training, training the corneal specialist, retinal specialist, pediatric ophthalmologist for the developing world.
Wow, just so cool. So cool that you're training that many people and you're helping that many people. As you said, the focus on training, but what can other people do? Like people are listening now, Dr. Tapin, to us. What can they do to help? Donate? What do you need people to do?
Well, donation would be fantastic. Well, our website is www.cureblindness.org. And we started out just in Nepal, then slowly spreading. We took over the development of eye care in Bhutan in 1999. We spread into Tibet, the mountainous areas of India, and we partner with some really great programs in India as well. But now we're trying to expand it to Africa, which is still really a disaster when it comes to eye care. There's about one ophthalmologist per million in the African continent, and we're trying to expand in several African countries at once. So certainly donations would be great, or doctors who or ophthalmologists who are listening who are interested in donating their time would also be fantastic.
And do you take do a lot of times teams go over and whatnot and work for a while and then go back to their practices? Do you ever just take a group of people and do it that way?
We do a little bit, but we do have more sort of a fundraising and exposing people and getting them excited about the program. Because our whole focus really is on training local people and having no one do anything that somebody with lesser skills can do and creating a sustaining, ongoing program in the countries where we work. So having lay volunteers, although there's always a lot of need for short-term volunteers packing. When I'm not in the developing world, I'm a professor at the University of Utah's John A. Moran Eye Center. We can always use people to do, you know, sort of volunteer and do a little bit of work. But so the main volunteer opportunities I have are really for, you know, trained nurses, people who are working as ophthalmic technicians here in the States, or ophthalmologists.
Yeah. How rewarding is this for you?
You know, it is. You know, I love what I do. You know, I love practicing medicine in the States. I actually, you know, was in surgery all day today, and I love, you know, my American patients and operating in America. But there's nothing, nothing like operating on someone who's totally blind. And the moment when the patches come off, we have several videos on our website, which people can access pretty easily. But it's really nothing. There's this moment, especially when you go to a place where people don't expect to get their sight back. And there's this moment of hesitation when the patches come off and just kind of disbelief. They look around and there's just the most amazing, magical smile. And I never get tired of that, actually. Wherever I am in Africa, Asia, I get a little tingling in my fingers in the morning, and just this burst of energy going to do our post-operative checks in the morning.
I love that. Hey, and by the way, go to the website, too. You can check out Second Sons, which is what we were just talking here, the story of Dr. Reed, as you said, a Nepalese surgeon who had adapted that system. And as you said, 100,000 crazy amounts that he's been able to help and that you're helping and people that you're training. And so bravo to both of you, and thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I guess I didn't really say much about the book, but the book was written by David Rellen, who wrote the book Three Cups of Tea, and he traveled with myself and Dr. Rui for 2 years.
Cool.
And was on a lot of trips to Africa and Asia with us, and it was just published this week by Random House.
Right, so you can pick it up anywhere, really, Amazon, et cetera, and he's got quite a resume. He's a great writer. Was he fun to travel with?
He really was, and he was a wonderful guy. He got so excited about the program, and he would actually, there were seven, one of the opening chapters, he said when he first was there, you know, a woman who was completely destitute from lost her vision and was, had previously been a seamstress. When he saw her straighten up and walk after her cataract surgery, he went out and bought her a sewing machine. And during the course of his 2 years of travel, I decided to pay the school fees of more than 15 children who had been blind who now could go to school or who were taking care of a parent who had their sight restored and now are able to go to school.
Wow. Wow, what a story. Dr. Tabin, we got to fly. This was great stuff. And hopefully we'll talk to you again in the future. Thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, and thank you so much for having me, and thank you to everyone out there who reads Second Sons or sees our website, cureblindness.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dr. Tabin. Bye-bye.
Are Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
News You Can Abuse starts with the so-called Farm Bill. Did you hear? Some people were pretty red-faced about this because the House decided to reject the Farm Bill. I can tell you a couple of reasons why they did. Nancy Pelosi, not very excited about her fellow compadres who said, no, 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 no. Here's what she called it.
What is happening on the floor today was a demonstration of major amateur hour. They didn't get results, and they put the blame on somebody else.
Aha! The vote was 234 to 195 against the bill, and it wasn't expected. House Speaker John Boehner, who rarely votes, if ever, supported the bill. Members were just silent when they watched the scoreboard. You know what? The one cool thing ever to see is the scoreboard when you go on the Hill, because this is what they're doing behind the scenes. Who is currying favor with who to get them to vote their way? And sometimes there's blowback on that. So 60 House Republicans defected. They voted against the half-trillion-dollar bill, which sets funding for farm subsidies and other assistance like food stamps as well. Now, part of the deal here is what's happened is the plan would have significant cuts to food stamp programs, right? It would eliminate direct payments to farmers. It also reworks the dairy program that replaces guaranteed price supports with insurance. So there was definitely lobbying against some of the remaining and costly farm subsidies. Republicans wanted deeper food stamp cuts. That was part of the deal here, and it didn't happen. In fact, I'll give you a couple of quotes that I dug up. One was from the president of the Conservative Club for Growth, who said, "This is time for reform now. We need to put farm subsidies on a path to elimination. We need to devolve food stamps to the state level where they belong. With $17 trillion in debt, the American taxpayers don't have time to wait." Oh, thank you. We don't have time to wait. This is what we keep doing. There has to be an overhaul. There has to be some limitations. Plop it on the states. I agree. So when Pelosi refers to this as amateur hour, it's because of the dance over especially the food stamps more than anything else. And here's the problem. If you overreach, I guess you get nothing, and that was an overreach, and that's the problem. So the five-year bill would have cut $2 billion from food stamps. It would have allowed states to impose broad new work requirements on food stamps, which was drug testing was one of them. The cuts, though, were not as deep as they had hoped they would be, and this is the reason why. So whenever it stings, nobody wants it to sting. They want to put Band-Aids after Band-Aids after Band-Aids, and that's the problem. It also would have cut around $4 billion a year in overall spending on farm and nutrition programs, and it would expand crop insurance programs. It would create a new kind of crop insurance that would kick in before farmers paid policies, before they were due. So there you go. And what they're saying, we need a bill because there's a farm crisis. We have to avoid a farm crisis, so we've got to get one. The Senate, by the way, passed their farm bill last week, $2.4 billion in overall cuts, $400 million in annual decrease in food stamps, one-fifth of the House bill's food stamp cuts. So a tale of two different chambers, to be sure. All right, as I said, this is news you can abuse, so let's give you some of the news you can abuse. This was a big revelation. You might have heard it from us earlier in the week. Cap'n Crunch. Now, that used to be my favorite cereal of the wee hours when I came in late because it just fills you up, right? And this is that kind of cereal that lots of adults eat after a night out, let's say. So, 50 years we've had Captain Crunch. People noticed this week that the character who's in the front of the Captain Crunch boxes since 1963 was actually wearing a commander's uniform, the rank below a captain. The U.S. Navy uses bars on the uniform's cuffs to signify the ranks of people wearing the uniform. Captain Crunch's uniform has only 3 bars. That's the sign of a commander, not 4 bars, the sign of a captain. I love that. I love that nobody caught that, because whoever put this campaign together 50 years ago obviously wasn't in the military, certainly not in the Navy, and they didn't realize that they didn't have the right number, because they would have just changed that. That would have been really, really easy. All right, with all the nonsense coming out of Washington, you can add this to the buffoonery, although this is more of an embarrassing thing. Senator Dianne Feinstein and several aides, including a pregnant woman, were stuck in a Capitol Hill elevator for, check this out, 15 minutes on Thursday afternoon. So they were stuck between the second and third floors off the Senate floor, and it was marked senators only. And maintenance workers came in. They pried open the doors, exposing from the third floor the top 6 inches of the compartment. And then they went from there. Think about it. Dianne Feinstein is going to be 80 this week. She was stuck in a box with a pregnant woman and some other people. And I don't know. Would it unnerve you 15 minutes? Could be a little bit unnerving. But they just pulled them up. They were able to get them out. I still think 15 is pretty long, pretty long. All right, Anthony Weiner just can't seem to get it right. He really is the poster child for news you can abuse. It's almost not fair to pick on him anymore. But the mayoral candidate had to throw out another apology, not for anything to do with taking pictures of his privates or social media or working out in the congressional gym, because, of course, he can't, doesn't have that card anymore. But he had apologized Thursday after a woman he was speaking to referred to his Democratic primary rival when he was talking to this woman. He used a gay slur. He said he had admonished the woman at the time, was apologizing if anyone left with the impression, he says, that he condoned what she said about Quinn, who is a lesbian. If they did that, he's sorry because he's certainly not homophobic, blah, 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 blah. He says, I admonished her and I tried to say the comment was not correct, was not appropriate, and then asked if she was a Democrat, and then the story goes on and on and on and on. So he says he was sorry about that, and he wanted to make sure that he was not connected to the woman for the fact that he called his opponent, or she called his opponent, a lesbian, and he did not want to be connected to that remark. See, this is when you get into the thing of, I didn't say, you said, because of what's happened to him in the past. The biggest revelation to me of the whole week, because we already knew about the NSA and Edward Snowden from the week before, and more things have fallen out since then, was the TWA Flight 800 and those poor souls who were lost, almost 240 of them, when all they were doing was taking a flight from JFK to Paris. But the fact that you now have these National Safety and Transportation Board analysts not even suggesting but saying that the plane was shot down by a missile and they were pretty much told to go in a different direction, saying in a new documentary that it's pretty clear that's exactly what happened. So another what seems to be a crazy cover-up. Why that cover-up, you can only imagine. Your mind runs wild. And I say that's the biggest revelation because now all of a sudden investigators are saying, yeah, we want the missile theory to be probed a little bit more. This is only 17 years later, and it's only because of this documentary that says evidence points to a missile. So now, geez, yeah, we want to look into this. Remember, they investigated for 4 years. In fact, they rebuilt the plane in a hangar for 2 years, and the FBI finally said they dismissed the idea of a missile, anything going up from the ground and hitting the plane. But I still love, and this is the quote of the week to me, it's obvious that the truth was not allowed to be pursued. It's obvious that that is rank right now in all areas of the government.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.